Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
President Obama gave a speech last night and he talked about a troop withdrawal, but that was just one piece of a much larger look at the situation in Afghanistan. And really what the president describes goes by many names down through history. President Nixon called the transition as U.S. troops withdraw from Vietnam, Vietnamization. President Bush called the transition to self-rule in Iraq, Iraqis stepping up. You might say the speech last night was Obama's version of Afghanization.
Our troops will continue coming home at a steady pace as Afghan security forces move into the lead. Our mission will change from combat to support. By 2014, this process of transition will be complete, and the Afghan people will be responsible for their own security.
The president sounded very confident last night in his speech in the East Room of the White House. Joining us now is Colonel Peter Mansour, former executive officer to General David Petraeus. Petraeus on his way to head up the CIA, but he's been commander of forces in Afghanistan. Colonel Mansour is now a professor of military history at The Ohio State University, which is where we've reached him. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Now, obviously, troops love it when they hear that we're coming home. And so I gather on the ground, the forces that were part of the surge are perhaps thrilled to be able to make plans for being home by Christmas or next spring, depending on who's deployed where and what the schedule of the withdrawal is. But what do the generals think about this transition to Afghan people being responsible for their own security, to quote the president there? Colonel?
Well, the transition was always part of the strategy, but the question was how fast would we get there by the goal of 2014. And I think the generals wanted two full campaign seasons this year and next year with the full complement of surge troops in order to solidify the gains that have been made, especially in Kandahar and Helmand provinces. And they got basically one more year. And so they're going to be only partly satisfied with this.
Well, given the very long timeline of instability in Afghanistan and down through history, the difficulty of any of these transitions, whether we're talking Vietnamization or the challenges in Iraq, how can the president sound so confident about this transition in just one cycle? And even how can the generals sound so confident if you give it two or three more years?
That's a good point. If I were the president, I wouldn't be so confident about the pronouncement. I think what's going to happen going forward is the groups on the ground in Afghanistan are going to be making political judgments about what happens when the U.S. combat forces leave, and you could see a slow descent into civil war in the worst case.
We're speaking with Colonel Peter Mansour, formerly an executive officer to General David Petraeus, now teaches at The Ohio State University. You know, Colonel, we can perhaps learn some lessons from what's happening in Iraq. The president says all the combat troops will be out of Afghanistan by 2014. But in Iraq, we've seen that the removal of combat troops hasn't meant necessarily the end of combat. Do you think that is what will happen in Afghanistan?
Quite likely. And if I were advising the administration today, I would say, okay, what happens after 2014? Because part of the problem in Iraq today is we never inked a deal on what happens to the U.S. combat presence after 2011. And as a result, the Iraqi political leaders can't come to an agreement on whether they want U.S. forces to stay or not. We should be working on that sort of agreement with the Afghan government now so that the various parties in Afghanistan realize the United States is there for the long haul, and then that can help them ameliorate their domestic conflicts with each other because we're the honest broker there.
And instead, there's political division in Iraq over whether the U.S. troops can stay, and there's already signs of political division in Afghanistan about how long the troops would stay and whether they're even wanted. Colonel Mansour, it seems to me if there's any strategy here, and I don't want to be excessively cynical, that the strategy is more a political one. The president gets a benefit by sticking to his original schedule. He said he'd withdraw in July. Now he's going to be doing it in July. And I'm wondering if that also applies to General Petraeus. I mean, he's headed to the CIA. The action is in the Osama bin Laden-style raids, not in the nation-building operation over in Afghanistan. It seems both of these guys are, in a sense, stepping away from Afghanistan.
Well, I would disagree in General Petraeus's case. I think that he argued strongly for, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure when the documents come out, he argued strongly for the surge troops to remain for the bulk of two campaign seasons. But the president, on the other hand, you are exactly right. His tagline in yesterday's speech, "America, it is time to focus on nation building here at home," was tailor-made for the election of 2012, which is my belief is the reason he wanted the troops to come home by the summer of 2012, is so he could have an achievement to tout in the presidential election.
Well, let's take the argument from a military perspective, assuming the president makes the political gains that you've described there in keeping that argument going between now and the 2012 campaign. What of the other argument? And that is, look, it's about defense. It's not about offense. We ought to be able to defend American territory from a bunch of thugs in Afghanistan by focusing on the homeland, not by projecting power in a $10 billion a month invasion force in Afghanistan. Is there some military validity to that argument?
A case could be made. And people are making the case that we have achieved our national security interests in Afghanistan, and therefore we should pull out. The flip side of that is that if the Taliban were to take over Afghanistan again, we would be right back to where we were before 9/11. Hmm. I think it's in the national interest to leave something stable behind. And how to go about achieving that is what we should be discussing.
Is Petraeus's move to the CIA a sign that perhaps what we've learned in the last 10 years is that counterinsurgency works best when we don't have an invasion footprint in a country? I mean, after all, we did to get Osama bin Laden in Pakistan.
I would agree with you. Counterinsurgency works best when it's fought by local forces on the ground that are part of a local government. The problem that we had with our strategy in both Afghanistan and Iraq is that we toppled the government, so we had no choice right. But to use the bulk of our forces for that.
Interesting
that
point. All right, Colonel Peter Mansour, formerly executive officer to General David Petraeus, now professor of military history at The Ohio State University, reacting to President Obama's speech last night announcing a withdrawal and an end of combat forces in Afghanistan by 2014. Colonel, thanks so much.
Thank you.